Now, both of you have major personal accomplishments to be proud of, certainly. What does this latest Bradley Hotel project give you that nothing else has or can?
So far?
Yes.
Well, I consider it a win-win. I would put this high on the list of my accomplishments.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a beautiful place to call my office, you know, being up at Birdie's every day. And I think working with Barb, working for Barb, has been really great for me career-wise, just to, you know, watch her work, basically. I never even dreamed in a million years that why would I work for Barb? Like, how would that ever translate hospitality to handbags, you know? And look, here we are. So it has been amazing working in such a beautiful place and then meeting Barb. And
it's the relationship, and I always
we always come back to that, right?
Mm-hmm. We do, Vera Bradley. I'm more proud of our culture than I am of the bags we make. I mean, anyone can make bags, but our culture is amazing. In fact, when people would come to my house for the weekend and they wanted to go to Vera Bradley to see the company, I wouldn't even take them through there if the people weren't working. I would not take anyone through the company on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday because it's not the company. It'd be like taking someone through your home when you're not there. Why? Why are we doing that? And that's the same thing I want with the hotel. When I take people through, I want to run into you, mm-hmm. and I want to see the chef, and right. I want to see everyone come out and greet the people and know that we're all a part of this. We didn't just build a building, decorate a building, and then say, okay, that's it. I don't have anything else to do. Mm-hmm. It's all about the culture, the people. And I love them. I love those kids. And they're just so happy and
very friendly.
You want everyone to be happy to be working there.
And is it safe to say, both of you, no matter how hard the work is or unending it might be, you're still glad this wild and crazy dream is becoming that reality?
I am. I mean, mm-hmm. the first couple weeks were incredibly rough. And I thought, wow, are we going to get through this? You know, I mean, opening weekend, it rained for the rooftop. You know, that was people in and out and in and out. And where do we put them? And what's the solution to this? And how do we make reservations? And how do we get through this? And, you know, you just put your head down and you move forward and you make a plan and you get organized. And now it's actually running like a restaurant now. It's smooth. We got it, you know? So it's just going to get better, honestly. Mm-hmm. It'll just get better.
We're still tweaking it.
Oh, yeah. And fine-tuning.
And it will always be that way.
Yes.
I mean, I do that in my own home. I come home from a trip and think, was that picture always at that height?
Right.
And maybe lower picture 2 inches. You just get your objectivity back and you walk in every day and see this could be better. And I think looking at it that way.
It's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
Really, because you sink into the chaos and you have to like step outside of it and analyze what's happening.
My saying was always, you have to get out of the maze, you're in the maze. And sometimes you have to get out of the maze and look into the maze to figure out how you can get to the next thing. And
100%, that is
exactly,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And we will keep tweaking.
Yeah.
I just don't like it when somebody says, we always did it that way. That is probably the worst thing someone can say to me. Why do we do this? Well, that's the way we always did it. Oh my gosh, I go crazy. It's like, then that's the reason we're not going to do it that way anymore.
All right. Promise you won't.
For sure.
We're always rearranging furniture up there.
Yes,
constantly. Yes. The floor plan is changing.
So it will get better and better. That's all I can say. I know it will. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also the nature of any business, is you got to figure it out. And no matter how much you plan, it's going to be a bumpy road.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets smoother and smoother as time goes on. The learning curve is hard and fast.
Yeah.
But you do learn. So, yeah.
And I think that's the way you keep your good people, too. And I've seen that at Vera Bradley. The people that choose to leave are normally leaving because, I'll say, they're in the wrong sorority. Okay. They can't take it because we expect perfection, but we expect warmth. It's a combination, and some people cannot achieve all that in one thing. You know, they have to be tough or it isn't going to work, and that's mm-hmm. not how we operate.
Well, it's not easy, and why would it be? I mm-hmm. mean, how could it be easy? None of that. I'm going to build a hotel. Does that sound easy? No,
right.
It does not sound easy.
Nothing that you put out easy for yourself. Why would you? I mean, you never have.
Well, I always say my tombstone is going to read ready, fire, aim, because I'm always being accused of just do it. don't overthink it, don't overplan it, you know, don't look at what could happen. Just get your mindset and you're going to do it. And if I say I'm going to do it, I will do it. That's all there is to it. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I know.
Yeah. Barb is definitely, I say, solution-based worker. You know, I have a problem. She's like, well, what's the solution?
Yeah.
You know, let's figure it out. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
Which is very refreshing.
Especially in the
And
yeah,
I will do
business.
Anything to
it's
fix
it. It's usually
that.
Like, right. let's I've... talk only about who did it and how we can get them
no.
into
exactly.
trouble.
Exactly.
Yes, just move on. This is wrong. Let's make it right. How
exactly.
can we make
right.
it right? If yeah. it takes me what, to yeah. climb a ladder or
Yeah, so we, yeah, what are we going to do about it? Or what should we do about it? And I'm like,
yeah.
well, let's,
Got it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.